live from the Poly Market Studio in L.A. It's the Young Turks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're about to watch what we call an extended clip of the Young Turks. And the reality is it's somewhere in the middle. It's a little longer than our YouTube clips, but it's actually shorter than the whole 2-hour show, which you can get if you're a member. You can get it ad free and make sure you catch every news story we do that day. You're going to love it as a full show. That's at tytnetwork.com/join. Well, the Young Turks, an amazing Wednesday show. Thank you, Granite Kasparian. And are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, you tell me. You're the one presenting all the stories. Okay, so first of all, we have amazing stories that TYT has come up with. Emma Vigeland went to go cover a Trump rally. Wait till you see what the Trump supporters think. God, I love that we have those guys out there. And thank you every time to you guys that made that happen. We got a TYT investigative story on Ben Shapiro and his funding. Drums. Okay, that's coming up later in the program. You're not going to want to miss any part of that. And then amazing stories today all across. Every part of today is amazing. Trump implicates himself and basically commits a crime within a tweet. Congratulations to him. We'll get to that pretty soon. QAnon has been outed. So this insane conspiracy theory, actually it's a group of conspiracy theories. The right wing has become so unhinged that they're making me look up whether Tom Hanks is Jewish. Right? Because they have a series of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
They have all sorts of conspiracy theories.
Right.
It's not one thing.
No, I know. And then they also attack Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks as, well, we'll get to it later in the program. I don't want to repeat it too often because it's totally wrong and not true and unbelievably defamatory, etc. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, is Tom Hanks Jewish? I didn't think he was Jewish. Now these guys are going to make me look it up. Anyway, turns out, if you're curious, his parents were Catholic and Mormon, and he largely grew up evangelical. Fascinating. I didn't know that. So all that stuff's a little bit later in the program. Oh, by the way, another story about us. We're in the news a lot.
Oh, I love it so much.
I know.
The Daily Caller.
The Daily Caller has just made up a story about us. Totally not true.
It's not true, but like, I kind of wish it were.
I know, right?
Because they report it as something terrible, but in reality, it's not terrible at all, and we kind of wish it was happening. But anyway.
I know. All right.
Yeah.
But Washington drives me crazy because people from this website, Daily Caller, which just prints false stuff all the time,
yep,
as a matter of course, they get promoted in the mainstream media all the time. I remember like once there was a reporter who was on a listserv of progressives, and I think he was, I don't even think he was a progressive. Mm. And they're like, oh, is it okay that he works for the Washington Post? Oh my God. One reporter has been found to be maybe potentially progressive. Meanwhile, they're like, Daily Caller, you make up stuff all the time. Let's take your insane right wing reporters and make them CNN reporters. No issue at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so lots of stories for you guys as well, as you can tell. But I also want to say, I know we got a lot of stories, but another exciting announcement. We have just launched the TYT Android app.
Dun,
finally.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
This is exciting news. This is actually exciting news.
Yeah.
Sometimes you mention exciting news that I'm not excited by particularly, but this is an example of something that does excite me.
Fake news.
I love the TYT app, okay? It's fantastic. I use it to, there are two things I listen to, okay? Mm-hmm. Thing number one is Old School. We all know that.
It's yes.
My favorite show on the network. I think it's better than my show, No Filter.
Wow.
That's how much I love it.
Oh my God, that's strong words.
But No Filter is really great too. And then Damage Report. Man, John Iarola has been having these incredible interviews. My personal favorite. He interviewed a CIA, former CIA operative. Uh-huh. And she breaks down the use of honeypots. Oh, so interesting.
Ah, I love that. Yeah. Lindsay Moran, it's a great, great interview. David K. Johnson was on there talking about Trump's scandals and how they're worse than you thought. So all of that is on the app. We already had the iOS app. We now have the Android app. You guys asked for it, and obviously we're being responsive to you guys. So you can get it at tyt.com/app, or you can just go to the app stores and obviously type in TYT or TYT Plus. And all of our content is on there. You're going to love it. And then we hope, of course, that you join our network, the Home of Progressives, where you have Nina Turner and Teray and John and Anna and Old School. Old School's for members. And if you haven't seen it yet, almost every single person that listens to it says they love it. Tonight, we've got one with Ben Mankiewicz and Michael Schur. Ooh. You're going to love that one too. So tyt.com/join. Join the Young Turks Network. And one last one, on Friday's show, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joins us in the power panel. Okay, she's gonna be one of the hosts. And then in the second hour, James Thompson, another Justice Democrat running in Kansas, he's gonna join us in the second hour of the power panel. By the way, on Monday night, after the show on the Young Turks, tyt.com/live, always when we're live, okay, we're gonna have the great majority of the Justice Democrats that are up for elections on Tuesday night, they're all gonna come on the Young Turks. And so you're gonna get to see them all in one place, because on Tuesday night, we have massive election night coverage. So you know every night, Young Turks is 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. On election nights, always come here, primaries, general elections, etc. And in this case, you've got Missouri and Kansas and Michigan. These are and the state of Washington. These are massive primaries with guys like Brent Welder and James Thompson and Abdul El Said and these amazing progressives. And the list goes on. See all of them on Monday night, and then on Tuesday night, we get to find out if they win or lose. Oh man, it's high drama, and it's not just drama. It's real. It's important. These are the guys that can create a super strong progressive caucus within the Congress and make a giant difference, or they might lose. So that's the reality of it, and we find out Tuesday night. So get involved in every way that you can. Okay.
You ready?
Yes, now let's do it.
All right. Donald Trump is aggressively going after his own attorney general again because of the fact that he not only recused himself from this whole Russia investigation, but he seems to be frustrated that Jeff Sessions hasn't gone out of his way to end the investigation overall. So he lashed out on Twitter again. And here's what Trump had to say. This is a terrible situation for you. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is totally conflicted, and his 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to USA. So that happened. Now,
let's just note for the record that that's illegal.
Yeah.
So it's not an exaggeration, it's not hyperbole. Obstruction of justice is when a person tries to block an investigation of themselves. So there's several different ways that you could block it. You could do witness tampering, you could try to bribe the judge, the prosecutors, et cetera. Exert an illegal influence on anyone involved in the trial. And so here is Donald Trump telling the top law enforcement official in the country, the attorney general, end an illegal investigation of me, and just end it. And so now his lawyers have unbelievably weak defenses of that, going, well, he said he should end it. He didn't say he must.
Right.
Oh my God. So
one of the reasons why a lot of his lawyers have kind of walked away from him, mm-hmm, essentially, is because he is difficult to lawyer for, right?
Yes.
He's a difficult person to defend because he goes on these unhinged Twitter rants that tend to, he self-incriminates. And so what ends up happening now with the lawyers who have either stuck by his side or Giuliani, who is one of his newer lawyers, they try to do these defenses, but he's indefensible. So I'll give you examples. Jay Sekulow was asked about this, and he's like, the president has issued no order or direction to the Department of Justice on this, right? So to give you a further or further examples of how they're trying to defend this tweet, Rudy Giuliani said he carefully used the word should.
Should could be interpreted as you should do that. I'm your boss.
Exactly.
And I told you you should do that. Now, two things about those two defenses by Sekulow and Giuliani that are important. First of all, they're obviously worried that he just admitted obstruction of justice. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't say, well, I mean, he didn't technically order it yet. If he didn't do anything wrong, they'd be like, oh yeah, he ordered flowers, so what, right? Instead, he ordered obstruction of justice, which is clearly a crime. So they're saying, well, I mean, technically he didn't order it, technically, which by the way is now get leads to part two, it's not true. Courts have interpreted Donald Trump's tweets as having the force of law. Mm-hmm. Not as in a law that was passed through legislation that went through Congress and got, et cetera, but they're saying that his directives.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be, featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity. The UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it, you must unlearn what you have learned. And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today and get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
In exercising his powers in the executive branch, do have force of law that has been decided in other cases. Now, when they actually go to convict Donald Trump on these charges, because I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we going to let the president break the law right in front of our eyes? I don't know. It's a good question. Is the president supposed to be above the law in this country? No. If you try to fire the prosecutor prosecuting you on any crime, first of all, that would be hilarious. But second of all, yes, they would bring you up on obstruction of justice charges. So why do you not get to do it, but he gets to do it? That makes no sense. He doesn't. That's why these guys are like, well, I mean, technically he didn't. And then look at Giuliani's words. He said he should do that.
Yeah,
that's ordering. If your boss says you should do this, that's an order.
Yeah.
It's not optional. Well, you should. He didn't say you could do it. He said you should do it.
Right. I mean, just put it in the context of any other person who is in a position of power saying to someone who's in a lower level that they should do something. So Cenk calls me into his office and we're about to cover a story and he says, you should look into this. That's interpreted as an order, right?
Or, hey, Anna, you should do the first hour today. That's not like, hey, Anna then goes home and doesn't do the first hour. And
it was just
like
a suggestion. Wow. Yeah. Come on. Right.
Anyway.
It's crazy. So, by the way, the weak defenses continue. And another great example of that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was asked about this during a press briefing. Let's take a look.
Rudy Giuliani issued a statement saying he doesn't think this morning's tweet is obstruction because the president said Sessions should stop the Mueller probe. What I want to know is Rudy Giuliani the one giving the president legal advice on his tweets? And does that statement reflect the opinion of the president's legal team?
Look, the president is not obstructing. He's fighting back. The president is stating his opinion. He's stating it clearly. Once again, as I said earlier, the president is stating his opinion. It's not an order, but he's been, I think, crystal clear about how he feels about this investigation from the beginning.
I'm just wondering if you can clarify with this tweet from this morning. Is it the president's desire for First Sessions to unrecuse himself from the probe? And is it also his desire for the special counsel to be fired?
I think I've clarified this about 10 times now. It's the president's opinion. I don't have anything further.
I got to give her credit. She's pretty good at what she does. I mean, she's a terrible person. But with that said, I mean.
Well, how do you defend the indefensible? And That's why she's pretty good at it, because she just stonewalls.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's just his opinion. The president ordered a military strike on Syria, but it was like his opinion. He said you should do a military strike. And, well, wait, if the Defense Department doesn't do it, wouldn't there be consequences?
Exactly.
Of course there would.
So, and you have to take this tweet into, you know, the whole context of how Trump has handled this investigation and what he has reportedly done behind the scenes to urge Sessions to behave in a certain way, to do certain things that Trump wants him to do in response to this investigation. So, according to The Hill, multiple media reports have said Trump privately pressured Sessions several times to reverse his decision to recuse himself. Let's stop for a second. Just to remind everyone who's watching, the reason why Jeff Sessions recused himself is because he had contact with the Russians in 2016. And so the right thing to do, Jeff Sessions, to his credit, did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, to his discredit, part of the reason he did it was because only did he have contacts with the Russians, which he shouldn't have had during the campaign, but he lied about it in his confirmation hearings.
Right.
So it was a panic move like, well, that's another crime, and you're supposed to be the attorney general, the top law enforcement official, and that's the thing that they impeached Bill Clinton over. So he's like, okay, look, I'm out. I'm going to recuse myself from this. Then Rod Rosenstein, his deputy attorney general, eventually later puts Robert Mueller as a special counsel, and that's what's driving Trump crazy. It's like, look, I told you on national television that I fired James Comey because of the Russian investigation, which he did. Another reason why his professional lawyers have already left the building. It's a case of a lifetime, and they're like, no thanks, not interested. Guy's a lunatic and clearly guilty, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So he's only left with fellow lunatics like Rudy Giuliani.
So I want to read you the second part of that graphic from The Hill, because it's an important component to all of this. Now, Trump keeps incriminating himself over and over again in social media. So the question is, does Robert Mueller, the special counsel, use that as evidence in the case? Is he investigating it? Well, it turns out yes. Those comments, plus his tweets attacking Sessions and James Comey, are under investigation as Mueller looks into whether Trump has obstructed justice. He cannot help himself. For all of the support he gets from his base, these individuals who think he's a smart guy, do you genuinely think he's a smart guy if he continuously tweets and makes it evident that he is trying to obstruct justice?
Well, they never see it. So I want to actually address a couple of things there that are really, really important. So I've randomly read a story about brainwashing today. Actually, one of you guys sent it to me on Twitter. And one of the things that you do when you're brainwashing people, because I'm wondering what the hell is going on with this Trump cult. I mean, no matter what happens, they think, he's totally innocent and he's incredibly smart. What? How could? And he never lies. What? How, are you seeing the same things we're seeing? And the answer is no. And one of the things you do in brainwashing, apparently, is you isolate people. But that is what has happened in essence in our media. His followers are isolated on Fox News, where all they see is glowing reports about what a wonderful leader he is. They're isolated by the way social media works. So you get like-minded information from like-minded people.
Right.
And in their world, Donald Trump has never told a lie. You think they're going to see this tweet and they're going to see it as obstruction of justice? They're literally never even going to see that. They're going to see it as Donald Trump had an opinion and he was fighting back and he's courageous and he's the only one strong enough to fight back against the hoax and the 17 angry Democrats. They never saw that those guys are not actually Democrats, that Trump made that up. That in fact, every person on that team that we know their political affiliation is a Republican. There are people we don't know their political affiliation. Did Trump just pick it out of whole cloth that they were Democrats? Yes, he made it up entirely, but his supporters never saw that. Now, look, this is really, really important because the fixation in Washington, D.C., both in the media and in the government, is neutral. I got to be neutral to all sides. Do not be neutral to reality and the facts, because it will have devastating consequences. If in order to appease Trump's supporters, Robert Mueller or any other professional prosecutor. I don't want him to be biased either way. I don't want him to be biased against Trump. I don't want him to make up stuff. That would be crazy. And that would also be a violation of the rule of law in our democracy and our former government. But if you have evidence against him, what I'm worried about is, well, I mean, the Trump supporters say that they're going to call us names. And they say he's wonderful and he didn't lie. And they're really upset because this, to them, it looks like just fighting back and not obstruction of justice. No, you must enforce the law. Who cares what the lunatics think? And even if you think they're not lunatics, so what the Republicans and Democrats, who cares what they think? So, the only thing that matters is the law.
Yeah, look, I get what you're saying, but unfortunately, when there is good reporting, and lately, you know, since Trump's been elected, there has been great reporting. I feel like the New York Times, Washington Post, they got their act together because they realized, oh, wow, there have been big mistakes made, and it's time to actually stop playing this neutral game. But Trump has been so successful in delegitimizing legitimate press that it doesn't matter how much evidence there is in the reporting. It doesn't matter how accurate the reporting is. They have now been conditioned to just reject, outright reject that information as fake news.
No, I've seen it on my social media accounts. You know, I quote an article, maybe, I think it was The Hill the other day, and they're like, oh, The Hill, that explains it. No, I disregard anything written in The Hill.
Oh my God, The Hill is not like some progressive news outlet.
The Hill, if anything, it has definitely an establishment bias and probably a slight conservative bias.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't disregard what's in The Hill. I'd read it and I may make up my own mind. And they're not lying. You could say, hey, like they've got a certain perspective and it's important to know that perspective. But the people at The Hill or CNN or New York Times aren't getting together in a room and what shall we make up today?
And they think that's what's happening.
Because they've lost their minds and we're having a debate with people who belong in an insane asylum. So last thing, look, the panic of Trump is evident. The walls are closing in. I mean, and the closer they get to him, and he knows, Michael Cohen knows all of it. Manafort knows some of it, and he's under trial right now. The trial began yesterday. Cohen knows almost all of it, and Cohen looks like he wants to, you know, obviously cooperate with the prosecutors. He's hired a Clinton friend as a lawyer. Four people have turned on him already. I mean, we went and interviewed Trump supporters at the last rally. They think that there's been no charges. They're like,
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
20 months and there's been no charges. There's been 32 charges. Okay, that's, but in their world, they never saw it. They never saw it. They think he's clean as a whistle. But the reality is Trump knows.
At TYT, we frequently talk about all the ways that big tech companies are taking control of our online lives, constantly monitoring us and storing and selling our data. But that doesn't mean we have to let them. It's possible to stay anonymous online and hide your data from the prying eyes of big tech. And one of the best ways is with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making your active ID more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. And it's also easy to install. A single mouse click protects all your devices. But listen, guys, this is important. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired magazine. So take back control of your life online and secure your data with a top VPN solution available, ExpressVPN. And if you go to expressvpn.com/TYT, you can get 3 extra months for free with this exclusive link just for TYT fans. That's ExpressVPN.com/TYT. Check it out today.
Trump knows they got him. So the closer they get, the more he's like, no, hoax, witch hunt, fire him. Because he knows he did it. He's like, you're not getting it, Jeff Sessions. You think it's terrible if you unrecuse yourself, or you think it's terrible if we fire Mueller. But what Trump knows that they don't know is the only thing worse is if they actually do their jobs and reveal what they know about Donald Trump. That to him is the worst case scenario. So he's willing to fire whoever he needs to fire and take whatever heat he needs to take to make sure you do not find out the truth.
Yeah, he is definitely not cool as a cucumber, as my dad would say.
Cucumber?
Cucumber. So,
indeed.
Yeah. So there's a.
He would also look at that tweet, your dad would, and go, what's the hell?
What's the hell? Yeah, 100%. All right, so there's a different part of this story. It's related, and I really wanted to get into it before we go to break. So, Paul Manafort, one of Trump's campaign advisors, is now on trial. In fact, his first day of trial began yesterday, and we have some details about what's going on. I wanted to share with all of you. So Paul Manafort appeared in court where he faces 18 charges of bank and tax fraud, including allegations that he laundered $30 million made from lobbying for pro-Russia political parties in Ukraine several years ago. If convicted, Manafort could face up to life in prison. So I want to be clear about something. First off, he is facing two separate trials. And I'll get to the second trial in just a second. But when it comes to this particular trial, there is really no discussion about Trump. This is about Manafort and his illegal activity, alleged illegal activity with Ukraine. So the former Trump aide also awaits this separate charge or charges in Washington, D.C. involving money laundering and failing to register as a foreign agent. So he was essentially doing work on behalf of Ukraine, pro-Russian forces within Ukraine. And while he was doing that, he was earning a ton of money. And part of the problem was not only that he failed to register as a foreign agent, he would try to hide that money from the IRS so he wouldn't pay taxes on it. Then afterwards, when he no longer had a job with, you know, these Ukrainian politicians, at that time the Ukrainian leader, what he did was essentially lie to US banks in order to secure loans. And so that's a big problem as well.
Look, they got him, man. So I saw the defense that that they put on, because they already did the opening statements, moving really fast as a trial. And their top defenses were two things. One was my longtime business associate, Rick Gates. He's the guy who has already given evidence to the prosecutors, mm-hmm. has pled guilty, and is working with the prosecutors. He's like, it was him. Poor little me. I had no idea that Rick Gates was getting me tens of millions of dollars.
Come on. I mean, look.
Okay.
He was spending $15,000 on ostrich jackets. Okay.
Yeah.
So he knew. He knew that there where the money was, how the money was coming in. And by the way, Rick Gates, the defense keeps referring to him as you know, the business partner. But remember, Rick Gates worked under Manafort. Like, Manafort is the head honcho here. So to blame this on Rick Gates is hilarious.
Yeah, so it's not credible. And I actually love that the prosecutors keep talking about the ostrich jacket.
Yeah.
The judge is a Reagan appointee, and he told him, stop talking about how he spent the money. It's not relevant. I actually think it is relevant, and I think it's great that they're telling the jury. Because what did you do break all those laws for? For a goddamn ostrich jacket? Are you kidding me? $15,000 for a jacket made out of an ostrich. I didn't even know that existed. We talked about it on the post game yesterday. If you're a member, you can get all the post games, tyt.com/join to become a member, get all of our content. But that goes to show you how ridiculous the defense case is. The second part of it, their defense is, it slipped my mind and I didn't report it to the IRS right. Mm. How much is the number that slipped his mind? $30 million. Who in their right mind sitting on that jury is going to go, all right, I mean, I said 30, but I meant 60. I just forgot about the other $30 million. No, that's not a credible case at all. He's in a world of trouble.
Yeah, and he collected more than $60 million between 2010 and 2014. While essentially working as a foreign agent. By the way, Trump is also very well aware of what's going on with Manafort. It's part of the reason why he's lashing out on Twitter. He's very worried about his own, you know, investigation. And so he addressed it during a Twitter rant recently, and he said the following. Paul Manafort worked for Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, and many other highly prominent and respected political leaders. He worked for me for a very short time. Why didn't government tell me that he was under investigation? These old charges have nothing to do with collusion, a hoax. Okay, so look, he just needs to, like, just stop tweeting. it's a really bad idea because, as I mentioned, this particular trial has nothing to do with Russia or collusion. But Trump can't help himself, and he keeps incriminating himself, and so he is needlessly injecting himself into this trial and basically letting everyone know, I'm really worried because I'm guilty and I have ties to this man, and so, like, why didn't I know? Why didn't anyone tell me that he's being invested? Come on.
Okay.
Just stop.
So, two funny things about that. I always knew this was Bob Dole's fault. But as usual, a childish move. It wasn't me. It was Bob Dole. It was Ronald Reagan. It's the ghost of Ronald Reagan that did this. It wasn't me. It wasn't me at all, right? Okay, I get it, dude. Secondly, to Anna's point, this trial is about the lobbying and the tax evasion and the fraud that Manafort did regarding the pro-Russian Ukrainian president. It actually does not have to do with the Trump campaign. And we're being honest with you guys about that, and we've said that from day one, because you know why? Because it's true. Now, the only way that it relates to Donald Trump is if at some point Manafort thinks, my goose is cooked, I'm done.
Yeah.
He might then cooperate with prosecutors and give them other evidence about Donald Trump. But right now, that has not happened. So this case actually is, to be fair to Donald Trump, about things that happened before Manafort ever joined Trump's campaign. But for Trump to go around pretending that he barely knew Manafort was his campaign manager.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head of his campaign. It's a preposterous thing to say, oh, the head of my campaign? Oh, I barely knew him. He knew Bob Dole better. See, that makes me think, well, maybe Manafort does have something on you, and that's why you're in a panic over this. Otherwise, why would you even care?
Exactly, yeah. So he's, you know, worried about a potential plea deal. He's worried about Manafort handing over some incriminating evidence against Trump. But for the purposes of this trial, this is not about Trump. This is not about Russian collusion. This is all about what Manafort did, and the mounting evidence regarding his foreign agent activity makes things look really bad for him.
And he clearly worked for the Ukrainian government at a time when they were, again, on the pro-Russian side, not the current Ukrainian government. And he did not register as a foreign agent. So he's going to be in a world of trouble about that as well later. Right? So, and that, I think this is an absolutely clear-cut case. And maybe what, and if you had told me, prosecutors tell me, hey, Manafort did collude with the pro-Russian guys, but not in the case of Donald Trump, I'd believe that. That's
yeah.
A perfectly plausible thing to do. But Trump's reaction does make me think, well, if you were going to collude with the Russians, Manafort already has deep ties to them. And why is Trump panicked? Maybe that's why he's panicked, because it was they didn't pick Manafort out of the thin air, right? Trump could have picked anyone out of 330 million people in the country. He wound up picking the guy who was a foreign agent for pro-Russian forces.
Might have just been a coincidence.
And by the way, it really might be a coincidence,
yeah.
But it appears from Trump's reaction that perhaps it's not a coincidence.
Exactly. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, my favorite part of the show today, Emma Viglin goes to a rally where Trump speaks, talks to Trump supporters, and you do not want to miss it.
All right, back on Young Turks, Cenk and Anna with you guys. So ChrisRed14 writes in on YouTube Super Chat, glad you finally got the app. I tweeted to Cenk about it last week or the week before regarding it. Well, a lot of you guys, look, to be honest, I'd love to say that we were super responsive to you guys, and we were. But of course, we were planning an Android app.
No, we weren't. We're totally anti-Android. And it wasn't until you guys really put our feet to the fire that we did something about it.
Okay, but that does happen from time to time. But in this case, of course, we're going to do an Android app. All right, we just didn't want to hold the iOS app when it was ready. That's why. All right, Blue writes in on YouTube Super Chat and hence gave money, and thank you for that. Donating this in the name of Tom, a conservative who hates TYT, he's going to love this. I love it. I hope that becomes a trend. And Art the Bart Steele, already awesome as a name.
Such a great name.
Yes. Says, I love the Young Turks. I started watching about 3 years ago and it changed my life. Wow, thank you. I even changed my degree to political science after Cenk awoke my inner progressive. LOL. Wow, thank you. Super, super appreciate it. I'll just give you two more. There's too many. I love you guys. Thank you for doing all this. Clay PF says, don't bother trying to reach a Trump supporter with factual information. They think they know better. Ignorance is to arrogance as anger is to fear. It's a defense mechanism to protect a frightened, fear-driven mind. That was Yoda-esque.
Yes, it was.
Okay, that's a great point. Thank you. And finally, Kimberly Horowitz says, TYT keeps me grounded in a mad, mad world. Thanks for all you do. Yes, yay for the Android app. Rollout, PPS, could you please give me a shout out for my birthday today?
Get it, girl. Happy birthday.
I'm a TYT member and Wolfpack Connecticut volunteer. Too strong, Kimberly.
Da, 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 da.
Happy birthday. Da, da, ba, ba, da, da, da. Okay, we can't do that every time, but I really appreciate you being a TYT member. TYT.com/join. And love that you're volunteering for Wolfpack.
Yes.
Wolf-pack.com. All right, what's next, Anna?
Donald Trump was in Florida in order to stub for Ron DeSantis. That is the gubernatorial candidate who just recently released an ad talking about how much he loves Donald Trump and how he reads books about firing people to his kids in order to show his support for Donald Trump. Kind of incredible. But Donald Trump usually makes these events about himself. And so there were lots of examples of him talking about the Russia investigation, talking about how the importance of voter ID laws. But in my opinion, the more interesting thing that comes out of these rallies and these events is what his supporters have to say. Where do they stand on these political issues? Now, Emma Vigeland, TYT reporter extraordinaire, spoke to a number of these people very bravely, I would argue. And we're going to talk about a couple different things. But for the purposes of this video, let's talk about the Trump supporters' view on the wall and immigration. With that said, let's take a look at the first interview.
And get that wall built. And if the Democrats don't like it, tough. Shut down the government. We need the money to put up that wall. We need a wall that is high as hell and as dangerous as hell to cross. People die crossing that wall. Maybe they'll just stay on their side.
Okay, so that lovely gentleman is going to reappear a couple of times. And if you think we didn't notice the apostrophe in the wrong place, you are wrong. that was awesome. I don't know what I like more, his angry rants, his angry shirt. And I like it from a distance, okay? But Emma is courageous for walking into that lion's den with these lunatics. Okay, now, but to be fair, that guy's unhinged. Emma talked to a lot of people and she said the majority of them were nice to her. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
she doesn't have a TYT mic flag. Let's just be clear about that. So were they aware that she was
No. So that's a great question, Anna. And I talked to Emma this morning and she said almost all the younger people she asked to interview, they're like, everybody asks, where are you from? And she says TYT. And older people are like, oh, okay, sure, great. Let's do the interview. The younger people are like, oh, I know TYT. I'm going to do it. Okay, hey guys, why don't you share your real opinions with us?
Big ideas.
You got great ideas, yeah. Right? Step up to the mic. So yes, the younger guys all knew and didn't want to talk to her. But I mean, I don't know if Emma is the Trump whisperer or that's a terrible thing to say about someone. But she's doing is asking pleasant questions. So
yeah,
that's all she's doing. And you get all sides of it. And people got mad about this video. Guys, she didn't say anything weird. I'll say something in a minute, right? Mm-hmm. But you're getting mad for us putting a mirror to Trump voters. And by the way, not all of them, like I said, are like that. A lot of them just think he's doing a great job because, you know, I don't know why. They apparently think he's doing a great job, but we've got more of this.
We do. So the next video talks a little bit about Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy, separating children from their parents. What do some Trump supporters at least think about that whole situation?
It's not like these people are coming over in a SUV, you know, with their thing on the trunk carrying all their belongings. We don't even know if these children belong to those people, honestly. And for me, that would be a big concern, releasing these children to people that you can't even document that you know that they belong to them.
So I don't know why an SUV with people's stuff, you know, tied to the top of that vehicle makes any difference, but, you know, What stood out to me about that interview was how deeply that propaganda has seeped into the Trump voters' consciousness. Because that was a propaganda point, that was a talking point that we got from Trump supporters, you know, and I'm talking about officials who said, well, they're bringing in these kids, but we don't know if those kids actually belong to those adults. But yeah, the vast majority of those children did belong to those parents.
So I'll tell you where we can get the full video, because later Emma asked the perfectly normal question of, so you think the kids are decoys? And she's like, yeah, they might be. Like, so look, one guy looks crazed. The other one looks like a perfectly normal, lovely American. And she thinks that the kids that came in with their families might be decoys.
And look, I like that you pointed that out, because I don't think that that woman is a bad person. I think that she's been misinformed. I think the propaganda has been effective. And I think she's genuinely concerned that those kids are either, you know, not the children of the people seeking asylum or decoys. Like, there's so much garbage out there, and it's a mountain every single day.
Decoys for what? But and I know, because we covered the story. The right wing conspiracy theories is that ISIS is coming in with fake kids. I mean, that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. ICE isn't saying that. The government isn't saying that. Not even the Trump administration is saying that. Mm-hmm. But right-wing blogs say it, and it goes around and around. And then a nice lady thinks, oh my God, the kids are decoys.
Yes.
So, by the way, so you can watch this whole video that Emma did and all the videos she did from the rally at Rebel Headquarters. So we renamed TYT Politics Rebel HQ. Now, look, you can go on YouTube and find it. You can go on Facebook and find it. But just get our app, and it's right there. So all of it is super easy to watch. App either iOS or Android. And I want you to watch all the videos, because I want to be fair to the Trump people. I want you to see all of it so that you can make up your mind. And part of the reason why Emma went was so we can find out, why do they like him?
And remember, this is in Florida. And I'm so happy that she went to Florida to speak to them, because Florida is one of the states that actually increased its support for Donald Trump, whereas other red states that voted for him, or other states where he won, you know, you saw some wavering among the supporters. So this is great. Now let's take a look at another Trump supporter who addresses claims about the president being racist.
Trump isn't a racist. He's married immigrants. Three of them are immigrants. So what does that tell you? Is he a racist? No. Would he let him into their home, into his home? Yes.
Okay, I just, so you know what that tells me, just to answer her question, that you don't know that Eastern Europeans are white, or that his wives have been white.
I think she knows. I think she's trying to purposely mislead there. So first of all, Marla Maples was not an immigrant. Two out of the three were. And it's, our thesis is not that he's wholesale against immigrants. For example, he really likes rich immigrants. If they're rich Saudi immigrants, great, no problem. Rich Chinese immigrants, no problem, right? So that's immigrants he doesn't mind. Attractive white female immigrants, he has no problem with at all. What we're worried about is that he's trying to ban specifically Latinos that are coming into the country, because it is partly racial. And you might say, hey, it's because he doesn't want them to eventually be Democratic voters. That doesn't make it much better.
Right. And I want to be clear about one other thing. So Trump is in favor of some immigrants who are considered low skilled and who are not white. Okay. Because as soon as he came into office, he increased or raised the cap for low skilled foreign workers to come in using H-2B visas to work on his properties. Yeah. So let's just be clear about that, because he loves cheap labor, loves it. So those kinds of immigrants he's in favor of.
Yeah, he doesn't want anyone else to use them, but they're all over Mar-a-Lago. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And by the way, a lot of the immigrants that he brings in through those visas are from Haiti. And I think I know what he thinks about Haiti.
Well, he's referred to them as whole countries.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Unless, of course, it's cheap labor for him. But look, I don't know to what degree these people know that and what degree they don't, but that was a hilariously disingenuous. Wow, he likes hot, young, white, female immigrants. Okay, that's true.
All right, so something that was abundantly clear through Emma Vigeland's reporting at Donald Trump's rally in Florida was that a lot of his supporters take him on his word. They do not question what he has to say, and they just have this loyalty toward him that seems unbreakable. And so I want to show you a few examples of that. Again, this is Emma Vigeland speaking to Trump supporters at Ron DeSantis's rally in Florida. Let's take a look at the first video.
For his border policy, do you think he's been too tough, not tough enough?
Not tough enough. I love what Trump's doing with our government. And I keep hearing all these darn liberals crying the blues about how Trump has an attitude and he speaks his mind. I'll tell you what, that is one thing I really respect about Trump. He speaks his mind. He says what's on his mind. And we're in his best interest when he does.
I wonder what he means by we. I also wonder what he means by that apostrophe.
Yeah, that. I mean.
Okay. Look, but no, look, that guy, in all seriousness, is unfortunately like the prototypical example of the guy who feels his power slipping away from him. We used to be in charge. Now these guys are coming in, and now I don't get to have the privileged position that I used to. And not that that guy was born in privilege. He didn't look like he was born in privilege. But he was just a little higher on the rung.
No, but I think, look, I don't even know if that's the issue. I think what the issue is, you have an economic system. Like, people are frustrated and angry. And I get that, right? And so you have some people in America who are frustrated and angry and they want to get to the root of the problem. They don't just take a politician's word as the truth. You know, they want to know, why is the economy so bad? Why am I at a disadvantage? Why is it that the wealthiest people get these massive tax cuts and I can't find a decent, well-paying job? Why can't I make a living wage? So his frustration is obvious, and I think it's justified. But the thing that sucks is you have bad actors who take advantage of it, and they exploit it to their own advantage. And that's exactly what Trump did. And the thing is, the pro-Trump propaganda is so effective that that guy still thinks the real enemy is the liberals, the others, anyone other than the people in charge who are screwing with him and essentially rigging the system against him.
Which Muslim took your job? Which Muslim is threatening you in the middle of Florida? Okay, the right wing does this. They say, okay, you know who the real problem is? They do one of two things. One is people underneath you. Oh my God, the guy who just crossed the border without a dollar in his pocket, he's the all-powerful immigrant that's taking your jobs and taking everything you have, right? Which is unbelievably ridiculous, but they believe it. And the second thing they do is the conspiracy theories we're gonna talk about later in the show with the, oh, the Q says that it's the Rothschilds and the Illuminati, and some of that is the not so subtle reference to Jews, right? It's the others. It's either the guys at the top who are the bankers from the 1700s, right? Or it's the guy who has no power at all. What does the left say? We agree you got screwed, but we think it's because of perfectly normal economic and political forces at play. For example, when you privatize the financing of elections, our politicians serve private interests. And it's not because they're evil, it's because that's who signs their checks. So corporations and billionaires say, hey, I will donate millions of dollars to a politician, can you lower my tax cuts? And lo and behold, the guy who got all that money and won because he had all that money lowers their tax cuts. That's a fairly simple explanation, and we try to break down what is the healthcare system, etc. Maybe it's too smart. Maybe it's too true, because that guy's like, well, yeah, Muslims, immigrants, right? And it's easier to animate people with patently false, ridiculous things that rises their emotions, their fear, the hatred.
Definitely a lot of that going on.
Right.
So we have more. Let's take a look at the next video.
Muslims come over to our, the Islam comes to our country because they want to take us over and they want to kill Americans. They're liberals. And the liberals, what idiots don't like America? They're against America. And as far as I'm concerned, they can all go to heck, you know? I mean, this is our country. I love our country. And for the first time in I don't know how many decades, we have a president that is in our White House that actually gives a damn about our country. And we should all be standing for him and backing him up and giving him 100% of our support.
By the way, yes, we did notice the guy in the background with the poster. Yeah. No, he has nothing to do with us, but that's another brave soul that showed up at that rally. Okay, and I guess he saw a camera and wanted it back, but to be in the background. But it, now to this guy's point. Look, you think liberals hate America? No, we love liberty and justice for all. Mm-hmm. We want America to live up to its ideals. We believe in the rule of law. Whereas you turn around and go, FBI, law enforcement, no. Trump's above the law. Don't apply any of the law to him. And I can go on and on, Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, all the things that we fight for, due process, treat every citizen equally. Those are liberal positions. By the way, the founding fathers were liberals, radicals who did a revolution against the conservative establishment. I know that'll blow your mind, but that's our flag. And we don't hate it. In your actions in supporting that authoritarian leader and in all the different violations of the Constitution he's done, what you don't realize is that you're actually arguing against America. And you should take that hat off.
So I also want to address the very first part of that video where he talks about Muslims coming into the country, coming into the United States to kill Americans. So look, there was, and it seems as though it's died down quite a bit, luckily, a huge issue of ISIS carrying out horrible acts of terrorism in European countries. And that was genuinely a concern that people in America had, people in these European countries had. And so that's something that was taken seriously. And luckily, it seems as though, you know, the war on ISIS has been successful and is ongoing. Now, put that aside, though, and talk about what the United States has done. Because what he is alleging that Muslims have done to Americans is exactly what the US government has done in Muslim-majority countries, all to make our weapons manufacturers and private military contractors stupendously wealthy, right? And I'm not talking about going after ISIS fighters. I'm talking about drone strikes that have taken out entire civilian families at weddings. I'm talking about people mourning the loss of those family members and then also being met with drone strikes. Those are real things that have happened abroad, right? So it's just, it's projection by the right-wing government. That is what we do in Muslim-majority countries.
And by the way, Republican presidents have done it and Democratic presidents have done it.
Yes.
And we are honest and fair about that coverage. Lastly on this, look, have there been Muslim attacks inside America and including Florida? Yes. But if you were really concerned about your safety, you'd be concerned about the great majority of attacks in America, which are by white right-wing radicals. So that's an absolute fact. That is a fact that the government puts out, including, yes, the Trump administration. The majority of attacks since 2001 have been by right-wing terrorists in this country. So, but you never hear that propaganda. So he thinks, oh my God, it's the Muslims coming in. You are far more likely to be shot by a fellow right winger. And in fact, when you just put aside terrorism and you talk, but that's about terrorism, what I just told you. But if you get past that and you talk about what your chance of actually getting shot are you kidding me? So 9/11 was a disaster, an epic failure, not just by the administration, but for this country. And we lost nearly 3,000 people. Every year we lose 30,000 people to gun violence. 10 9/11s every single year. But I bet you that if you ask that guy, oh, guns are awesome, what I really have to worry about is a Muslim I never ever met.
All right, we have more, so let's take a look.
It's great that he supports Ron DeSantis. If he thinks he's good, then he must be good. He's right with everything else.
Are you willing to take his word for it? Whoever Trump says to vote for, you vote for.
I do. Anything he says, he hasn't. Everything he says is true. It comes true.
Yeah, so I wanted to clarify something. Obviously, that video was not by Emma Vigeland. That was an MSNBC video. But the reason why I wanted to share that with you is because it gives you yet another example of this amazing loyalty that people have for him, regardless of, you know, how his policies have negatively impacted them. And I'll give you an example of a policy, you know, these tax cuts. Just, I don't know, maybe she's a multimillionaire, maybe she's a billionaire, I have no idea. But I'm guessing that it's unlikely. And if it is unlikely, she did not benefit from those tax cuts. In fact, it will hurt her quite a bit. It's going to defund all sorts of programs that I think people take for granted. And I'm not talking about welfare programs. I'm talking about all the different things that the government funds, including Social Security and Medicare, which is something that the GOP is now really aggressively looking to cut in order to make up for lost revenue.
So we talked about this earlier in the live show. And of course, live shows are every day at 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, tyt.com/live to watch it every day. And I looked at an article that explained brainwashing. And so that's, I think, what's happened to these folks in a sense, on a macro sense. So, and one of the things that drives it is isolation. They've been isolated in social media to only like-minded people and on Fox News to like-minded hosts. And what they hear all the time is that Trump is great and everything he's ever done is a brilliant success. They never hear the downsides. Not just criticism, but the actual facts. Hey, did you know the top 1% got $61,000 tax cut every year? They get $61,000 extra every year. That's what the tax cut was for. By the way, share our videos. Share them with your family, friends, anybody who doesn't normally get that information. You got maybe $1.50 in your check. They get $61,000 every single year. And they're the donors. Of course the donors got exactly what they wanted. But she believes that Trump is right about everything. The second thing that that apparently works in brainwashing is endless repetition.
Yeah.
And that's why Trump, like a maniac, constantly repeats things. No collusion, hoax, hoax.
Fake news.
I'm the best, I have the best words. I'm like a smart person. And then these people come out and go, he's like a smart person. Because they almost literally got brainwashed into it. So in fact, I want to go to the person, I want to go to video 14 here. Because, I mean, if ever there was a good example of that. Now we're back to Emma Vigeland for Rebel Headquarters as part of the TYT network covering the same rally. Watch.
I think they did that, the Manafort and all that stuff. I think the only reason why they had did that is to keep their jobs. Because he would have probably got rid of all of them. Once everything started going on, he probably would have pinned them, the FBI and all them.
Who would have gotten rid of their jobs?
The FBI and all those agents and Manafort and all those other people that are trying to pin stuff on Trump like he's colluding with Russia. Nothing's going on with Russia. We evidently know that. It's already kind of been proven. What is it, 20 months, Tom? 24 months?
What about the 12 indictments with the Russians and the meeting with Donald Trump Jr.? You don't buy that?
It's just a meeting. Just like me and you sitting down and having a beer and talking and getting to know each other. He doesn't know. He knows some. He knows a lot of people in this world. He's been around a long time. Long time more than anybody that's in Congress or anywhere. He dealt with the whole world. He deals with everything. He's been doing it for years. Probably one of the smartest men out there.
Probably.
Why?
Probably the smartest man out there. He's dealt with everything. And there's actually been 32 people who've either been indicted or already pleaded guilty. But he says, no, 24 months and nothing happened. How about the 32 cases? No, nothing happened. How about the four Trump officials who've already said that they were guilty? No, nothing happened. Okay, why? Trump is the greatest. How do I know? He told me.
He's been around a long time, longer than a lot of people in Congress. So he's really smart.
Well, I guess by that standard, he can't wait to vote for Bernie Sanders, who's been around longer. Okay. All right, well, look, we try to find and deliver to you guys the mind of a Trump voter. That is at least partly the minds of Trump voters. But check out all of it. It's on Rebel HQ. That's our channel, TYT Politics. We changed the name to Rebel Headquarters. You could find it on YouTube, Facebook, but mainly on our app. It's super easy to find along with the rest of our shows, tyt.com/app to get that. To get all the videos and watch the Trump supporters for yourself and make up your own mind on it. And of course, you can get all of our shows if you're a member of the Young Turks, tyt.com/join to become a member. Great reporting by Emma Vigeland. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to this podcast. You're only halfway through, so hold, stay right here. Just want to remind you, if you want to get all 5 segments of the Young Turks commercial free, these are just 2 of them. Every day we do it. So go to tytnetwork.com/join. And you get the whole 5 segments, 2 hours, ad-free. Do it now. All right, 2 tweets for you guys. Jeremy Kohler says, is he has immigrant wives the new I have black friends now? Good question, Jeremy. Golden Heart says, I'm pretty sure that millionaires and billionaires don't go to political rallies. They do their rallies behind closed doors with their checkbooks.
Yeah.
That is literally true. That's exactly what the Koch brothers do in their getaways.
Look, I just want to be fair and cover all my bases because who knows? She might be wealthy.
You're just trying to be fair.
Just trying to be fair.
YouTube Super Chat, Q Music Q says, I always believed the Illuminati was a very real force, although I call it Congress. Not very secret. They live broadcast their coven. The conspiracy is right out in the open. It's absolutely true. David Nomak says, I love TYT and secular talk, but I want Kyle and Cenk to discuss Russian meddling versus Israeli influencing. There's a hole in the analysis. I'm quite curious as to how they'd butt heads. Well, David, do I have good news for you? We already did that. So check out TYT interviews where you will see an hour-long conversation that Kyle and I had. And yes, of course I agree with Kyle and other progressives who say, you know, there are other people influencing elections. Of course!
I mean, you've dedicated pretty much your life to stopping that from happening.
Yes. Other countries like Saudi Arabia and Israel, no question about it. And Kyle and Jimmy and everybody else makes great points about that. And we agree not 95%, but 100% with that. And also our corporations and our billionaires, et cetera, they just buy all of our politicians.
Yeah.
I wish the mainstream media would focus just as much on that.
I want to comment on that very quickly because, you know, one of the things that stood out to me the most when I was in school for political science was the work of Mearsheimer. He had published something about, he had published a book about the influence of the Israel lobby in the United States. And he was shunned from America. I think he's now living in Germany. But it was interesting because, you know, reading it, like there's just a ton of evidence in it. And I don't know why it's considered taboo to address that.
Like anything that is like that close to true and could actually have an effect is shunned even harder, right?
Right.
So BDS, that might actually get people to divest and from Israel, which would hurt the diffuse power structure in Israel enough that it could make a difference. So they're like, no, don't do that. We're going to fight the hardest against that. In fact, we're going to try to ban anyone from even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so especially when Jewish Americans say things that are true, people get even more upset, whether it's
right, yeah.
You know, whether it's the scholars, whether it's Glenn Greenwald, or I can give you a list of dozens, hundreds of great progressive Jews in this country who say, I don't want this to be Israel's legacy, and this isn't right, and we need to have two states, et cetera. And people go, oh, you're anti-Semitic. Well, that makes no sense at all.
Right.
Right? You're using that as a cudgel, and it's obvious. So anyway, so fair point, obviously, but I think we can focus on both.
Yeah, agree, I totally agree.
All right, last thing real quick. Ben Peck says, I think a lot of this blind loyalty is why conservatives have targeted largely religious demographic, no one with more blind faith than evangelicals. So that cuts both ways, Ben, because I'm apparently obsessed with this thing that I read this morning about brainwashing, because they said sometimes people's faith allows them to not get tricked by the brainwasher, that it, because they, it allows them to say, this, I know that this is reality. Now, my sense of it, that's not reality either, okay, but it helps them. On the other hand, one of the key drivers as to whether you will be brainwashed or not is if you believe in a black and white world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did you know that we got to talk more about this in the postgame? TYT.com/join to get it, be a member, get the postgame. 21 US service members stayed in North Korea after the war because they got brainwashed.
They wanted to stay?
Yeah, because they got tortured and brainwashed into thinking that North Korea was awesome. And they stayed, and we never got them back.
That's insane.
Isn't that amazing? Like I said, we'll talk more about it in the postgame.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
All right. During DeSantis's rally for his gubernatorial bid in Florida, Donald Trump gave a speech, and he addressed a number of different things, including voter ID laws. These are laws that Republicans have been pushing for aggressively. They've managed to pass these voter ID laws in some states. And the whole point is to disenfranchise voters that typically don't vote for them. People who are elderly or, you know, don't have driver's licenses because they don't drive. People who are students from out of state. They usually tend to vote for Democrats and are unlikely to have a state-issued license because they're from a different state. And so this has been an orchestrated effort to disenfranchise voters. And Trump talked about the importance of voter ID laws, but gave an example that didn't make much sense. Take a look.
We believe that only American citizens should vote in American elections. Which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture.
No, you don't. So,
like, you don't even get asked for your ID if you're using a credit card these days. Like,
no, yeah. Almost never. Very, very rarely. But I'm amused by this so-called controversy, because this is one of the issues that brought down George H.W. Bush when he was running against Bill Clinton, because he didn't know how the local, the theory was, and I never believed it, and turned out, of course, as usual, I'm not saying anything, I was right. Anyway, but the Democrats in that case twisted what he said at a grocery store as him not understanding how a scanner works. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh my God, and he doesn't know the price of milk, and he's so out of touch. Oh, the good old days, yeah. When that was a scandal. Okay, now this is like, doesn't even rank in his top 1,000 scandals.
That's such a great point, and you're right. Look, I think more than anything, this shows how out of touch he is. I mean, I don't know if he's ever purchased groceries for himself. I mean, why would he? But whatever.
I don't really care. I mean, look, I didn't care when a Republican like George H.W., to be fair, I was a Republican back then, mm-hmm. When George H.W. Bush did it. But I also didn't care that FDR was incredibly wealthy. He did amazing things for the American people. It isn't about wealth. It is, the question is, are you trying to influence politics? And how are you trying to influence politics? So Trump's out of touch. Are you kidding me? He's out of touch with reality. Let alone grocery stores, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm giving him a complete pass on this. The thing I don't give him a pass on is the actual substance of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Voter ID laws are meant to discriminate against voters that they think are more likely to be Democratic. Mm-hmm. For example, and this is a shocking fact, but unfortunately the rest of the media almost never shares it with you to give you the proper context. 25% of African Americans in this country don't have driver licenses. Why? Well, some of them live in a lot of African Americans live in big cities where you don't need a driver's license. In New York City, you go by, you use public transportation. Who has enough money to afford a parking spot in New York, right? And a lot of folks aren't wealthy enough to have cars.
Yep.
And I know for the Republican voters, or some of them, they're like, well, that doesn't compute. That doesn't make sense. I know it's out of your context, but believe it or not, other people live in other contexts.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I gotta address that as well. Like the whole thing about driver's licenses. Millennials got a lot of heat in the media because a lot of them, this is a couple years ago, did not have driver's licenses. They did not get their driver's permit. They don't have vehicles. And the whole idea behind it was, oh, they're so lazy. They don't even want to go get their driver's. No, it's because they can't afford cars, right? Like the economic situation has been dire for millennials. Now, things have picked up a little bit, right? But I love that you brought that up. And by the way, there are still millennials who are struggling, right? Because of the economic situation that they graduated into back in 2008. One other thing I wanted to mention, there is some concern about our elections, you know, being compromised, right? And mm-hmm. that's by Russians who are attempting to meddle in our elections. And I'm not just talking about the spread of fake news. I'm talking about their efforts in hacking into voting systems across the country. And that's something that people in his administration have owned up to, have acknowledged. Trump is completely delusional about it, or has an interest in denying that it's happening. But if you're really worried about, you know, our elections being compromised, that's what you should be concerned about.
So that's a great point. His director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, and now even the head of his Department of Homeland Security, who was a little reluctant before, Kirstjen Nielsen, has come out and said, yes, the Russians are actively right now engaging in trying to affect our elections. So if you're worried about voter fraud, the number one person you should be worried about, according to even Trump's government, is Vladimir Putin, not whether somebody has a driver's license or not. And by the way, the case of actual voter fraud, the type they're talking about, is infinitesimally small, less than 1% of 1%. Meanwhile, you've got a foreign government trying to break into our voting booth. And he's like, oh, no, the Russians strongly denied it. They denied it, they strongly denied it. But I'll give one last credit to the Trump and his people. They have fun at those rallies. It's like a wrestling event for them. And they do there, and then he does the walk around like a wrestler does, like after he makes a point that he thinks is good. Oh, well, you need it for groceries, right? And people are like, oh yeah, you need it for groceries. Do we need it for groceries? I don't think we need it. Oh yeah, but you need it. And they have a grand old time. So one conservative commentator apparently today said, Trump is working so hard for us at those rallies. Are you kidding me? He's having the time of his life. That's the only thing he likes doing as president.
It's depressing. Okay, you know what? The next story is about conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists. It's also depressing. So I feel like I need a little bit of a break.
No, that story's amazing. If you guys haven't heard about QAnon, et cetera, or if you don't know the details, we're gonna break it down for you guys. Don't miss it, because I didn't know what it was. Amazing, just when you thought like, no way it gets crazier. It can't get crazier. It got way crazier.
Yep.
So that's when we return.
Yeah, we're going to break it down, and then I'm going to have a breakdown. We'll be right back.
Thanks for watching what I hope was a lovely edition of the Young Turks. Now, you know that is two of the five segments that we do, because that's free. We want to have you support independent media and come watch the whole show that we do every day. That's five segments overall, no ads at all. That's at tytnetwork.com/join. Come become a member. Thanks for watching either way. Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.